Assalamu alaikum and good afternoon. I'd like to thank the organizers of this event to give me the opportunity to say a few words in remembrance of Imam Hussein and the sacrifice on the 10th of Muharram in the desert of Karbala about 1400 years ago. Imam Hussein was born in Medina in the fourth year after the Hijra of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Thus, he lived with the Holy Prophet for about 7 years. From every side, he was surrounded with honor. His grandfather is the messenger of God. His father is the great disciple of Muhammad, who had the unique honor of being taken by Muhammad as his brother and chosen by him for the Islamic leadership. His mother is Fatima, the dearest daughter of Muhammad, who is titled Al-Zahra, the Lady of Light. Imam Hussein, Islam, was therefore the epitome of all great values that were instilled in by his grand family. The Prophet loved Imam Hussein dearly, and ever since he was born, he used to say, "Hussein is from me, and I am from Hussein." May God love whoever loves Hussein. Again he said, "Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Whoever loves Hassan and Hussein loves me, and whoever hates them hates me." The Prophet expected Imam Hussein to safeguard, protect, and revive his legacy that he had worked so hard for, and had sacrificed so much to achieve. Imam Hussein lived up to the expectation of both Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali Islam. His record speaks clearly of his unworldly objectives of trying to free the Muslims from tyranny and to bring them back to the right path. He never had any illusion about his inability to prevail militarily against Yazid, who was in control of the Muslim world. And yet, he knew that a sacrifice would pay tremendous dividends in the long run to revive the teachings of the Prophet. Because Imam Hussein's sacrifice was for a just cause and his courage was directed towards those who were oppressed, it is not just Muslims who pay homage to him, but also all fair-minded people of the world. For instance, Dr. Radha Krishnan once said, "Though Imam Hussein gave his life years ago, his indestructible soul rules the hearts of people even today." I think that this quote means that even though Imam Hussein sacrificed his life years ago, the essence of a sacrifice lives on, enabling us to battle through no matter what adversity we face and what dangers may come our way. Similarly, Charles Dickens, well-known English novelist, once said, "If Hussein had fought to quench his worldly desires, then I do not understand why his sister, wife, and children accompanied him." It stands to reason, therefore, that he sacrificed purely for Islam. Dr. Rajendra Prasad notes that, "The sacrifice of Imam Hussein in Islam is not limited to one country or nation, but is the hereditary state of the brotherhood of all mankind." This quote exemplifies the magnitude of Imam Hussein's sacrifice for the entire mankind, its morality, righteousness value, dignity, the human spirit, steadfastness, and courage. It tells us the classic stories of good versus evil, the oppressed versus the oppressors, justice versus the unjust, the pious over the impious, the underdog versus the favorite, the fair versus the corrupt, and the brave versus the coward. It shows us that one must persevere over the face of adversity and danger, even though the road might be grueling and journey long. When Imam Hussein asked his young son, Ali Akbar, who was only 18 years of age and about to depart for the battlefield, as to how did he find death, Ali Akbar replied, "Father, I find death sweeter than honey." So if one knows the meaning of true sacrifice, one is not afraid of death. This is how every one of Imam Hussein's companions reacted before their departure to the battlefield. The event of Karbala also shows us that you don't need to be the strongest physically or have the greater number to win the hearts of the fair-minded people. You just have to believe in yourself and be steadfast in your resolve. This is truly what Imam Hussein did. He did not win the battle physically, but he won the battle morally, and sacrificed himself and his companions to make sure that no one would ever test the resolve of the family of the Prophet and their commitment towards Islam and humanity. Thank you. Salawat.
Thank you, Daniel Kazmi, for speaking.